between two different potentiality in yourself. Let's talk about it. Yep.
The battle of the reason against the flesh is like the contention of Majnun with his she-camel. Majnun's inclination is towards the noble woman, while the she-camel's inclination is back towards her foal. As Majnun said, "My she-camel's love is behind me, while my love is in front of me, and verily I and she are discordant."
Yeah, this is very simple. The green is that, okay. These third group, which are all of us, let me explain it to you how we are. Majnun, you know who Majnun is. Majnun means crazy. Majnun means mad. Because somebody who is in love is crazy. Because love is beyond the logic. We talked about it. Here we have this Majnun. Okay, he wants to go towards Leili. What should he do? Walking? It takes years. He needs the camel. We talked about the camel, remember? Up to here, we were talking about this animal that we all are riding. This is my camel. I'm riding this, right? He said, but Majnun wants to go towards Leili, and the camel wants to go home and eat. Period. This is what the complication is in me. A part of me wants to go towards the goodness and become a saint, become a holy person. Another part of me wants to live my life as an animal. Yes, now look at it.
Assuredly, they are like Majnun and his she-camel. That one is pulling forward and this one backward in enmity. Majnun's desire is speeding to the presence of that Layla. The she-camel's desire is running back after her foal. If Majnun forgot himself for one moment, the she-camel would turn and go back. Since his body was full of love and passion, he had no resource but to become beside himself. That which is regardful was reason. Passion for Layla carried reason away. But the she-camel was very regardful and alert whenever she saw her toggle slack. She would at once perceive that he had become heedless and dazed and would turn her face and back to the foal without delay. When he came to himself again, he would see on the spot that she had gone back many leagues. In these conditions, Majnun remained, going to and fro for years and on a 3 days' journey. He said, "O camel, since we both are lovers, therefore we two contraries are unsuitable fellow travelers."
Okay, this is the conclusion. This group of people, let me explain it like this. This Majnun is riding the camel towards Leili. Okay? How is he driving? He's sitting on a camel, and there are times that he will think about Leili and go in the imagination and be out of it. This is not like when you're driving your car. This camel has a brain. The first moment that Majnun goes in that hallucination, he realizes, and he turns around and runs this way. He was walking this way, but we run back. Then Majnun will go, "Oh, we lost a lot of time again and again." So then our Majnun received that in real information, really. Wait, I said, "Hey, you camel, we are not good partners because I want to go this way and you want to go that way. So we are not the fellow travelers. We cannot be. I'm different from you." Yes?
"Your affection and toggle are not in accord with me, it behooves to choose parting from your companionship.
Ah, okay. I don't know how to translate it, but the Persian that I'm looking is like this, that, you know what, I have to talk to you about ikhtiyar. Ikhtiyar is choice, but it's not the choice really. It's choosing the khair one. I mean, not to choose, I want this or that. To understand which one is good for we, for everyone, then I want that. That's ikhtiyar. Ikhtiyar is something that brings all the responsibility that we are talking about. I am responsible, why? Because I have the choice. I could do this or that. This choice actually is something that I have. The camel doesn't. My camel has only one choice. Yeah, this happened to me in a very silly way, actually. Imagine that I'm sitting down the street and I'm bleeding and I'm in a very bad situation, but I'm shocked and I don't remember anything and I don't know anything. So I will tell them that I want to go home. Leave me alone. But they will say, no, you have a choice. What is my choice? Your choice is to, we'll take you to the hospital. I said, I don't want to come to the hospital. I said, no, this is your choice. I said, what kind of choice is this? Choice is, I should do this or that. I said, no, this is the only choice you have. We have to take you to hospital. And they were right, I didn't know. I was out of it. I didn't know even I have 7 broken ribs and blah, blah, blah. But the choice was good. They said, you have only one choice. Here is the same. It says, okay, having two choices is to choose for my heart and to choose for my brain. My brain is selfish, because that's the meaning of the brain. Self came from what? Started with the brain. My brain understands me and the rest of the universe that way. So I should work with this brain? He said, we cannot go parallel. Yes.
These two fellow travelers are brigands waylaying each other. Lost is the spirit that does not dismount from the body.
Okay, now Rumi is talking. That was the last thing that Majnun said. And what did he say? He said, listen, we are different. My attention or my tensions or my regards goes to what? Two things. Mehr, mahar. He's playing with that word. Mehr means kindness. Mahar means having the control instrument. That's mahar. Me, I believe in love and controlling myself. You believe in whatever you want and you think that you're free to do whatever you want, because this is how the animal works. He said, you know what? Rumi came in and said, these two people, they're like thieves to each other. They cut the path of the other one. Who is the lost fellow? The fellow who doesn't descend from body. This Majnun should descend from that camel and let the camel go. Me, I should descend from this existence of mine. I should become my spirit, which is in a different path. Yes?
The spirit, because of separation from the highest heaven, is in a want. The body, on account of passion for the thorn shrub, is like a she-camel.
Yeah, the Persian is جان ز هجر عرش اندر فاقی تن ز عشق خاربون چون ناقی. These are two different stuff. The first one, the soul, because of having the distance to that high above, is worrying. This fellow is thinking about something to eat, to live like an animal. This one is in love with the food and sex. This is what this is all about. That the spirit is thinking about that and is worried why I'm not there. Yes?
The spirit unfolds its wings upwards. The body has stuck its claws in the earth.
Imagine it, this is like a cartoon, you will understand it. Imagine Majnun is sitting on the top of the camel, and Majnun is trying to have some wing to fly up, and the camel is doing this to remain on the earth. Because this is the earthly one. He doesn't understand going there. Therefore, me, who is the spirit one, should leave this fellow. Yes?
So long as you are with me, O you who are mortally enamored of your home, then my spirit will remain far from Layla. From experiences of this kind, my lifetime for many years has gone, like the people of Moses in the desert. This journey to union was a matter of two steps. Because of your noose, I have remained 60 years on the way.
Do you remember the story of Moses? When they passed the water and they were going, Moses went up, they made that cow, golden cow, and prayed. Therefore, the path that they had to go to the promised land, they had to go around and around 60 years. Why? Because every fellow should die. All the people who bowed to that cow should die. Do you remember the end of the day Moses started talking to God? God, what's going on? We are not arriving, he said. Because of the sinners over there. They have to die. He said, they are all dead. He said, no, you are still alive. No exception. If you bow to the cow, you don't understand the holiness, period. This is how it is here. He will say, just like that stuff that happened for a long, long time, is this. When we are talking about the path to hell, how do you imagine it? Suddenly you imagine there is 5,000 light years away. Is that right? No, it's just beside me. It depends how you are. You could be in a long distance, you could be very close. It depends. This is not a path that quantity comes in. Do you remember? There is no halfway. Suddenly, it could happen. This is a very short path, and this camel doesn't work. Yes?
The way is near, but I have tarried very late. I have become sick of this riding. Sick, sick. He threw himself headlong from the camel. He said, I am consumed with grief. How long, how long? The wide desert became narrow for him. He flung himself on the stony place. He flung himself down so violently that the body of that courageous man was cracked. When he flung himself to the ground thus, at that moment, also by destiny, his leg broke. He tied up his leg and said, I will become a ball. I will go rolling along in the curve of his back. For this cause, the sweet-mouthed sage uttered a curse on the rider who does not dismount from the body.
So, when Majnun realized that me and the camel, we cannot be friends, we cannot go together, he came to doubt. Leaving the body is not easy. He fell down, even his foot was broken. He wants to walk. His foot will break. If it was you, let's mount on the camel at least camel walks. No. He said, I will become like a ball and I will